Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul Douglas back with you. Thank you for tuning in. DJ producing today. Jordana is going to join us at 4:30 for a quiz. It is International Women's Day, right? DJ, is that correct?
Yeah.
Are you celebrating?
It sure is,
Katrina?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, Paul, the most important people in my life are my, ready to count them, mother, sister, wife, two daughters. Those are the people around me in my life. So, you know, sure, I'll celebrate today. And at my house, it's Women's Day every day.
You celebrate? Doing,
yeah.
Boy, you nailed that. Well said. You are correct. So, Jor's joining us at 4:30. She was filling in this morning, 9 to noon. Hope you were able to tune in for that. And Stephen Belton from the Urban League Twin Cities joining us in just a few minutes. Quick update. We still have a pandemic, even though things are getting better. Are you still wearing masks? Are you eating indoors? Are you back to 2019, or are you taking precautions?
I think we're about 90% back to normal. You know, there's a few places still ask you to wear a mask, and we try. Some places will say optional, and some places say recommended. If they say recommended, I go, that's fine. I've got it in the car already. I'll throw the mask on. So a few places.
So now what? We think of COVID as like a really, really bad case of the flu.
Yeah.
Many of us are going to catch it. But if you're vaccinated and boosted, God willing, you don't wind up in the hospital or worse.
Yeah.
So, it took Vladimir Putin to put an end to COVID. Just notice, you know, the media, we go from one shiny object to the next, and we're not hearing much about COVID. The insinuation that COVID has magically disappeared is not the case. But I tell you what, we still have a lot of concerns out there. I saw something in Scientific American today that made me shake my head. More than 614,000 grandparents have died. The U.S. approaching 1 million COVID deaths. An estimated 57% of Americans have not contracted the virus. And many of those have been vaccinated. Many of those have been boosted. But the WHO, I noticed today, said vaccination, including the use of boosters, especially important for people at risk of severe disease. Booster programs in the UK, Canada, and the US have been credited with preventing the surge in Omicron infections from spilling over into hospitals and cemeteries. But again, a million, we're getting close to a million deaths, premature deaths in the United States. Worldwide, it's 6 million, according to Johns Hopkins. And some experts say that may only be a third to half the actual number of COVID-related fatalities since late 2019. The U.S. has had more COVID-19 deaths than any nation on Earth. Officially, 960,000, and it's still going up. And God knows I don't need a brain fog. I'm having enough issues as it is. A new study provides the most conclusive evidence yet that COVID-19 can damage the brain, even in people who weren't severely ill. Again, I'm not making this up. I'm not hyping this. This is new medical research. Analysis of brain images from people between the age of 51 and 81 showed those who were infected with COVID-19 had a greater reduction in their brain volumes overall and performed worse on cognitive tests than those who had not been infected. 5.2 million kids worldwide have lost a parent, grandparent, or family caretaker to COVID-19. And we'll see if we need a fourth COVID shot. Might be recommended for all people this fall. So, yeah, as much as we're fixated, and rightfully so, on what's happening in Ukraine, we still have a pandemic. It seems to be easing. God willing, we'll have a better year and we can return to some semblance of normalcy and learn to live with this virus. When we come back, Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, with perspective on the teacher's strike in Minneapolis, what's happening in Ukraine, and whatever he wants to talk about next. Stephen Belton joins us every Tuesday at this time, right around 4:20. He's president and CEO, Urban League Twin Cities, pastor, recovering attorney, man about town, always has a unique perspective and pretty good on his feet. You just can't be fazed, Stephen. I am perpetually impressed by your range, being able to address a lot of topics. Welcome back.
Well, thanks. And I appreciate it. You know, if I can't be fazed with the rest of these topics, it's because you and Jordana keep presenting these interesting topics and are willing to put up with my opinions. So thank you.
Well, look, we really appreciate your perspective. And I keep telling people, what can you get from radio that you can't get from an app? Perspective, context, analysis, you know, history, all those things. I mean, look, I need to put my phone down just like everybody else, but learning from history and just getting different viewpoints on this radio station, that's what we're trying to do. And I'm curious, first teacher strike in Minneapolis since 1970. What are your thoughts as a resident of Minneapolis?
Well, put the Minneapolis public schools, I'm proud to say all three of them graduated from the schools. And so first thing I think about, of course, is experiences. And I think about the terrific teachers that they had. I think about the things that they learned. I think about, you know, I think about the adults that they are now. And I, you know, a lot of attribution for the fine character that I attribute. And obviously I'm biased for my own kids. But I think, you know, a lot of the attribution goes to, you know, what they learned from the schools, and not just the teachers and the classroom supporters and the principals and administrators, but from the environment that they created, from their other, you know, from being in a diverse, in an intentionally diverse school system that we chose and elected to have them in. So I have a lot of gratitude associated with the Minneapolis Public Schools. I have to tell you, Paul, you may not have been aware of this because, you know, I try to hide it in my resume. I'm being a little facetious, but I was actually director of labor relations. I think we called it employee relations at the Minneapolis Public Schools for a number of years. And so my job was actually to negotiate these contracts, including the teacher contracts. There were 16 bargaining units that we had at the Minneapolis Public Schools at that time. And, of course, the biggest and most significant of those and the most contentious was always negotiating the teacher's contract, which was up, you know, I don't remember if it was every 3 or 4 years. But, yeah, so I, part of me goes back to being in those negotiating rooms. And, you know, for crying out loud, some of the same the issues continue to return. They're recurring. So issues about classroom size and about safety and about compensation and about benefits, those are recurring issues. And I always felt like in those negotiating rooms, Paul, that we were arguing over the adult stuff, and I wanted to get back to what was really important, which is, you know, what goes on in the classroom, the environments that we create for learning and to accelerate learning and to close these disparities that we have. But while we're negotiating, arguing over your contracts, which is essential, which is important, we were doing the adult stuff, and schools really ought to be about the business of the kids.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know I'm oversimplifying this, but that's what I do. St. Paul reached an agreement, and they have the same challenges that Minneapolis has. Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe it is apples and oranges, but I realize, you know, teacher pay, class size, more counselors to help students with mental health. That's gotten out of whack, obviously, with the pandemic, the murder of George Floyd. You know, this racial reckoning we've been in the middle of for the last 2 years, there's a lot going on. But what advice would you have based on your history with negotiating for Minneapolis? What advice would you have right now from what you've seen, what you've done? We say we value teachers, and yet we don't really pay them what they're worth. And
no,
I know
don't.
There are budgets to work with, but how do we fix this logjam, Stephen?
Well, so first, your comment that St. Paul reached a tentative agreement is correct. The school systems are not identical. It's really pretty. It's really tempting to want to compare the two, but St. Paul is actually the larger of the two districts now. It has more students in them. But this really comes down to money. And so you've got different challenges in Minneapolis than you have in St. Paul. Minneapolis is bleeding students. And part of what the challenge is there is that, you know, they're losing students at a more rapid rate than St. Paul is. And then some of the other districts, children are going to charter school, alternative forms of education. And so they've got a real problem with holding on to the kids that they have. And of course, every time a student leaves, they take their foundation aids. The formula goes along with them. So the basic aid to the district goes down. But this comes down to money, and it comes down to priorities. And I think ultimately the school board is going to have to step in. The Minneapolis school board is going to have to step in and direct the superintendent and the leadership there to reach an agreement, to find common ground. It begins by listening hard, listening carefully, and even listening uncomfortably. And there's nothing comfortable about these labor negotiations, but it doesn't help to finger point. And I did hear a soundbite this morning. I realize it's just a soundbite, but one of the leaders for the teachers union was demonizing the representative from the HR department. I kind of cringed when I heard that, because I don't even know who is negotiating on the part of the Minneapolis Public Schools who represents HR in those negotiations, or the labor relations department. I don't know who that is, but I know that demonizing the individuals and calling them out is not going to be helpful when you got to get back in that room and face each other and try to figure out where the common ground is. And so I think the common ground begins by agreeing that this, you know, that this strike is not helping anybody, Paul. It's you know, it may be saving the district a few dollars, but it is hurting the kids. And since everybody has agreement that the kids come first, then let's try to figure it out. And there's a significant gap between what the district has offered and what they, you know, I don't know if you've been paying attention to inflation, but it's at about 7% the past year. And if you're offering a 2% raise, the people are going to do the basic math and think that that's not fair. Whether or not the district can meet that is a different question. Opening up the books, being transparent, and listening to each other is a great place to start.
Stephen Belton, curious to get your take on Ukraine and what's happening there with Russia invading. I know they call it a military operation, But sure looks like an invasion to me. You can slice and dice it, sugarcoat it, but there are, what, 150, 200,000 Russian troops in Ukraine right now.
Yep.
Trying to do by force what they were not able to do diplomatically. So, I mean, where does your head go? Is this something that keeps you up at night? There's a lot of stuff right now keeping us up at night, right?
Yeah, it does. It's very, you know, there's an impact, you know, people come to and I guess, is it 200 million? I forgot the number that I heard. I think it's 2 million refugees have been created by this in just 12 days. It's just incredible. And so the pouring of people trying to reach the borders and achieve the borders is concerning. And then the reports of Russia, you know, civilian targets, including these checkpoints, trying to flee the country. Depression. Very, very. I do, as I mentioned last week when we talked about this, do reflect on the tension in the public media, particularly in the United States, over this crisis. But from my perspective, there has not been a similar kind of outpouring about, you know, refugee crises in parts of Africa and in South America and Central America. And I have to wonder whether there's a racialized component of the coverage of this into our sense of what activates our empathy and compassion over these things. And so I'm deeply concerned about how people are being harmed there. But at the same we've got refugees that are trying to get into this country who we are not equally concerned about.
Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, appreciate your thoughts and your perspective. Give your amazing wife our best on International Women's Day, okay?
I will do big head. And so I may tone it down a bit. I'll tell her Paul Douglas says, you all right.
Thank you, Stephen. You take care of yourself.
Thank you.
When we come back, Jordana is going to test our knowledge on International Women's Day. And once again, I see another big fail coming up. But DJ and I will take the quiz, and you're welcome to come along for the ride next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2 minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Was that live or was that on tape?
We're going to see about that. You're always right, my friend.
My favorite drop and my favorite co-host. Hey, Jor, how are you doing?
Hey, Sunshine. I'm good. I'm great. Glad to hear your voice. Hi, David. David and I were chatting during the break. Good to be with you guys.
Well, it's good to be with you. How's the morning working out for you? Do you have to get up? You don't have to get up quite as early as, let's say, Vanita, but you still have to get up
God
earlier,
forbid.
Right?
God yeah. forbid. No, it's actually, you know, it's kind of nice. I kind of like being done by noon, my friend. I had my youngest, she does online school. Last night we all cooked together, and she and I just went shopping a little bit. So, I don't know, kind of nice. So, see you later. Yeah. I'm just kidding. I would never leave you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you for making time to come on and quiz us about, it's International Women's Day.
It is International Women's Day. Yes, and I wrote a quiz this morning for Dave Harrigan, who's the producer of that midday show that I've been filling in on. And Dave did well. And I thought, you know who needs this quiz? I think Paul and David need this quiz. They need to be up on International Women's Day trivia. They need to know about it. So I'm coming on to teach them a thing or two.
Are you feeling lucky here, DJ?
Yeah. Are they the same ones that Harrigan got asked this morning? Same question.
Were you listening?
No, I was not.
Were you listening?
I was not.
Were you listening, DJ?
But I could text him quick, I guess.
You may not text him, and they are, but they're good questions, and I thought our afternoon audience, we should share the wealth, right? It's International Women's Day, so, right? So
absolutely.
We have a little fun with it. We learn.
All right.
We learn the hard way, yes.
Okay, boys, we're not alternating. I think I only have five questions, but it's multiple choice. Let me know which one you think, and I'll tell you who's right. Okay? Yeah. What is this year's theme for International Women's Day? Is it A, just do it, B, break the bias, or C, breasts are best?
Paul.
DJ.
B, I pray it's B.
So you think it's break the bias. Oh, wait, that's number three. That was C. A, just do it. B, break the bias. Or C, breasts are best.
It's break the bias.
B. It's B.
Okay, you both got it.
God.
I just like saying breasts are best.
Breasts are best.
I like saying it.
Uh-huh. That was an easy one. Okay.
Right. This one's harder. Who started International Women's Day? And it is one of these three choices. A, the Democratic Party. B, the Republican Party. Or C, the Socialist Party.
Wow.
You guys get to pick.
Can you tell us when it was created?
Maybe that's one of the questions.
Okay.
It actually is not one of the questions, but it was first declared in 1909. It was observed the last Sunday of February until 1913, and then it began being celebrated March 8th.
Okay.
So declared in 1909.
I'm going with the Republican Party.
I'm going to go socialist. I'm going to say C.
Shockingly, Paul is correct.
Wow.
Well, the 1909, I know the Socialist Party was actually a thing back in the early 20th century.
Okay. But, correct. And it was the Socialist Party of America that first declared National Women's Day. So isn't that, Socialist Party of America.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay, guys, what is the color of Women's Day? A, purple, B, gold, or C, pink? Purple, gold, or pink? What is the color of Women's Day? Because it has a color.
Paul, I'm going to go purple.
Okay. David, what say you?
I'm going to take gold.
I wish it were gold. But again, David, he's killing you. Win for Paul.
Okay.
Wow.
Purple, along with green and white, are considered the colors of International Women's Day. Wow. The colors have roots in the United Kingdom, by the way. The United Kingdom Women's Social and Political Union from the early 1900s, if you were wondering.
DJ's scowling at me on the, on the duo.
I'm not.
You're failing.
He thinks I'm just because I'm winning. He thinks I'm cheating.
Well, yeah, I've played these games
broken
with you before.
Clock.
I know how this goes.
Broken clock is right twice a day, right? All right.
Or you could cheat. So there. All right. In what country? All right. Listen up. In what country did celebrating Women's Day lead to the right for women to vote? So in what country did International Women's Day and the celebration of it lead for the right to vote, for women to vote? Is it A, Iran, B, America, or C, Russia?
B.
Okay, Paul says
I'm
America.
I'm going to go B. I also America. Agree that it's America.
Okay, well, you're both wrong.
Really?
Shoot.
Wow. In 1917, women in Russia honored the day by beginning a strike for bread and peace as a way to protest World War I and advocate for gender parity. Tsar Nicholas II, you know, the country's leader, was not impressed and, in fact, instructed the military to stop the protest and shoot any woman who refused to stand down. Because, you know, that sounds like a reasonable policy. But get this, the women would not be intimidated and they continued their protests. And then the Tsar, a few days later, gave in and the government granted women in Russia, the right to vote.
The right to vote.
Isn't that a great story?
Did you say they went on a strike for bread?
Bread and peace. That was their strike for bread and peace. It was like a way to protest World War One. Okay, bread and peace.
That's
awesome. So, right? And he said, shoot them. They continued protesting. Yeah. And then he gave in. I think Putin should really take a page from the Tsar's book, because Putin needs a way to back down from this war in Ukraine. Yeah. And the Tsar did it in 1917. So I think Putin should do it today. But that's my thought. Okay, you guys ready? Here we go. Mm-hmm. What percentage of Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs?
Uh-oh.
What percentage of Fortune 500 companies have female CEOs? Is it A? Whoa, do you want to guess?
It's going to be shockingly low. Say maybe 10%. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Is it A, 1%, B, 15%, or C, 6%?
Fortune.
All of them are shockingly low, by the way.
Yeah, really.
1%, 15%, or 6%.
DJ, you go first.
Well, no, I want you to go first so I can make up some ground on you. I don't know.
It's either 6 or 15.
I know, I'm with you. You pick one, I'll take the other.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm going to go with 6%. It should be 50% or higher, but I'll go with 6.
I got 15 then, I guess.
He crushed you. It's 6%.
Sorry. 6%.
Percent. Okay, couple of other fun facts, if I could throw them in. No quiz here, but fun facts about about women. Disposable diapers, paper bags, the dishwasher, and the foot pedal trash can, all invented by women.
Is that?
And I'm like,
really?
Yeah, for sure they are.
Dishwasher.
Because we were washing the disposable, we were washing the cloth diaper.
Yes.
So yeah, the dishwasher, we were the dishwasher. So for sure. And you know, the foot pedal trash can, we were cleaning in a lot of trash. So yeah, that is a great invention. So naturally that would be a woman thing or invented by a woman.
I did not know that.
And here's another one that I pulled. This was fun. Heels, high heels were initially worn by men to emphasize their masculinity. Isn't that funny? And then in 1600, women started wearing them to mimic men and make them, I guess, more masculine, more powerful, maybe taller. But wasn't that an interesting fun fact?
Yeah. Wow. You have the best quizzes, George. Thank you.
That's why I invited myself on the show in the afternoon to quiz you guys.
Yeah. It's always great having your voice on this show. Hurry back.
Yeah,
thank
you. Both did poorly, but you know, good job.
But I kind of crushed DJ today.
No, you did. Yeah. You actually did well, Paul. Good job.
Yeah, it's rare. All right, Maxie's. Thanks, Jor. Thank you. Thank you, boys.
Have fun.
You hang in there. Maxie is off today. He's on vacation. We think he's skiing out in Colorado. We're not really sure, but Henry Lake is going to be joining us. A lot of stuff happening in the sports world. Stick around. Henry up next. Henry Lake Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie is off today. Henry graciously agreed to step up and provide some perspective and deep thoughts and ruminations about Russell Wilson traded to the Broncos and Aaron Rodgers apparently sticking around, right? They made a pretty sweet deal for Aaron. Hey,
well,
Henry.
You know, I actually predicted that Aaron Rodgers is going to stay early last week, because I got the sense that it was all about attention, and he wanted everybody to kind of be concerned about where is he going to go, who's going to trade for him, who's going to do this. And the fact that he kept hopping on the Pat McAfee show over the course of the season, and he, you know, trying to make it seem like it wasn't about him, but he just, to me, it became a little bit too much, and I'm like, look, I just don't see that there's going to be a team that's going to offer up whatever people may have thought that they were going to get for the Green Bay Packers. It didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Plus, with the Packers essentially bringing in other people to try to make him feel more comfortable and wanting him to stay, it just seemed like the perfect fit for him to stay there.
Yeah, I. How does this affect the equation that the Vikings are faced with now when it comes to Kirk Cousins? I mean, people tell me, please disagree with me, that unless you have an elite quarterback, it's going to be darn near impossible to get to the Super Bowl. How do you respond to that?
Well, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that you can get to a Super Bowl without an elite quarterback. Just look back to the L.A. Rams a few years ago when they got to the Super Bowl and their quarterback was Jared Goff, who's now the quarterback for the Detroit Lions. They had an elite defense at the time, and they had an elite running back in Todd Gurley. So if the other parts of the equation and of your team are elite, right, like a top-tier defense, you've got some playmakers like the Vikings have and Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson, yeah, you could get there. But I guess the issue is people are wondering, will the Vikings move on from Kirk Cousins now that we know that Aaron Rodgers, who's the best quarterback in the NFC and the best quarterback in this division, is going to be staring the Minnesota Vikings in the face for the next 4 years with that contract extension. So we know that Kirk Cousins is not going to be the best quarterback in the division because Aaron Rodgers is not going anywhere.
You know who's elite? The Wolves. Fifth straight win. 43-point crushing victory over Portland. Correct me if I'm wrong, the Wolves are for real this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that we're much better. Like, we're vastly improved because of the chemistry and Chris Finch being the head coach. But I am not going to, and I said this last night on Timberwolves Tonight on the post game, I'm not going to gloat about last night. Like, that Portland Trail Blazers team, they traded away C.J. McCollum a month ago. They don't have Damian Lillard. That was a G League team. So I know that we took care of business and we did what we're supposed to do, right? Like when a team is down, you kick them in the face and you keep your foot on their throat and you're supposed to beat them and handle them the way that we did. But I'm not going to gloat about that because you're supposed to beat bad teams if you are a good team. And right now, the Minnesota Timberwolves, like you just mentioned, Paul, they are a very good team.
Are you hopeful that a Major League Baseball deal is going to get done here in the short term, Henry?
I hope so, but I did talk to about four or five reporters over the course of last weekend, and each one of them said to me the same thing. They believe that we will start the Major League Baseball season on May 1st. And so that I know that's frustrating. Nobody wants to hear that. I don't want to hear it. I want to be at Target Field. I want to see baseball here, in April, but if they're all saying that and they all believe that, then I have to kind of trust what I'm hearing. And I think that a lot of the national reporters are kind of feeling the same way, too.
You doing okay, Henry? Your show is amazing. Are everything okay?
I'm doing good. Can you see me some good weather, Paul?
Yeah, it could be 60 next week, Henry.
I'll take that. If you can guarantee me 60, I am going to be smiling until we get that 60. I don't care what the temperature is after that.
Henry, it'll be 60 somewhere. Hopefully here. We'll see. Hang in there, my friend. We'll
All
be
right
back.
Care.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.